Bitnami is the easiest way to deploy your favorite apps in the cloud. It works with Microsoft Azure, a powerful cloud platform that enables you to run applications across a global network of data centers. Today, we're going to walk you through the process of installing Dream Factory on Microsoft Azure. Dream Factory is an open source REST API platform that helps developers mobilize their enterprise data in minutes. If you're familiar with Bitnami images, you know you can launch them directly from the Bitnami website. Today, however, we're going to launch Dream Factory directly from the Microsoft Azure Gallery. Just click the Create Virtual Machine button to start the process. Note that you'll need to be registered and logged into your Microsoft Azure account. Registration is free, and Microsoft is offering a $200 credit for new users. Once logged in, you'll be taken to the Azure User Console, and Azure automatically starts the process of launching your server. Once your server is ready, enter your desired hostname and username to create your virtual machine. Note that you'll need to enter an SSH key. The process is different from one operating system to another, so if you're unsure of how to do this, instructions are pretty easy to find online. Next, finish configuring your virtual machine and click Create. The process may take a few minutes. Once your virtual machine is live, you'll be taken to an admin console. Here you can start, stop, and delete your virtual machines. Next, click on the domain name, which will take you to the domain management page. Now, click on the Manage this domain name button. You'll be presented with a new Microsoft Azure admin page. Note that your domain name will be visible in multiple places here. You can copy the domain name and paste it into a new web browser tab. And then you'll be presented with the user login screen. For Dream Factory, the username is user@example.com and the password is Bitnami. Simply log in to access your Dream Factory application. Notice that the Dream Factory application automatically started in the Quick Start section, which provides you step-by-step guidance for creating your first Dream Factory application. Next, choose an application ID, which will serve as your API key when making API calls to your application. Now decide if you want to develop your app on your local machine or here in the Azure cloud. We'll choose the latter here for this demo. It's that simple. Not only have you launched Dream Factory in Microsoft Azure, but you've also created your first application. Now you can download the Dream Factory JavaScript SDK and begin coding. If you are new to Dream Factory, be sure to note the Help section located in the top menu. This will take you to a Dream Factory page with a number of very helpful developer resources. And that's it. Bitnami makes it simple to run a huge number of your favorite applications on Microsoft Azure. Give it a try and learn more about dozens of other applications at bitnami.com/azure.